The way of the prophet is the way of success. The way of the prophet is the way of success. The way of the prophet is the way of success.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful program of Madani Channel, we try to discuss about the beautiful sunan, the beautiful actions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, especially talking about those sunnahs which are not much into discussions, but they are also the sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and acting upon the lovely sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a reason of salvation, is a reason of success, becomes a reason for a person's reformation. It becomes a reason of inward peace. So how will we act upon the sunnahs if we do not know about the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So inshallah, watch this program from the beginning to the end. Try to bring your children closer inshallah, and try to learn these beautiful sunnahs with the intention that we will inshallah azza wa jal act upon them. Today we have a beautiful and amazing and so lovely sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and such great excellences, such amazing narrations, that inshallah azza wa jal we will feel this excitement in our heart that yes, I have to act upon this sunnah inshallah. So before we get into the topic, let's listen about a narration which mentions regarding recitation of durood upon the most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thus the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the closest to me on the Day of Judgment shall be the one who will recite the most durood sharif upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the discussion of ours today is regarding a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which truly is amazing. And that sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is about kindness towards children, being kind towards children. Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is actually a lesson for us, or we can put it as a warning for us as well. Yes, it is actually an eye-opener for us. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. That he is not from us. Who is not from us? He is not from us the one who does not honor the elderly and does not be merciful towards the young ones. Allahu Akbar. Imagine being said that you are not part of us. Just imagine that someone whom you love a lot, he says that you are not part of me. You don't belong here. You're not part of us. It is a heart-shattering sentence to be ever heard. But if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this, that he is not from us the one who does not honor the elderly and does not be merciful towards the young ones. So imagine how much importance this matter has. How much of importance it is to be merciful towards the young ones. So this is actually a lesson for us. Let's try to remember this, that if we are part of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we classify ourselves as the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is very, very necessary that we keep this in our mind, That Rasulullah has warned that if you do not respect the elders, if you do not have mercy towards the young ones, you are not part of us. And we want to be part, by what Rasulullah has mentioned, part of the nation of Rasulullah. We want to be part and parcel of it. So we need to abide by these beautiful sunan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another amazing narration regarding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was always kind towards the children. That whenever Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would return from a journey, so Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever he met the children on the way, so he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be the first one to approach, greet them and ask them about themselves, talk to them, converse with them, may be the first one to make salam to them. Subhanallah, so being the first one to make salam to the children. Imagine that level of muhabba, imagine that level of being merciful. Subhanallah, nowadays, you know, he's smaller than me, he should make salam to me. Why should I make salam to him? He should be the one, he should make salam to me first. I am big. No, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam approached the children. He was the one who greeted them first. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And it is also mentioned that at times Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would take them and put the children together with him on the right. Some would be in front, some would be behind. And he would also advise the sahaba ikram, take them along, put them along with you on your ride. So what used to happen is the children would end up discussing with one another. They would start feeling, you know, amazed and overwhelmed and privileged over this. And they would speak to one another, see, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put me in front of his right. Some would say that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding me told so-and-so sahabi that put him on your right, put him on your animal. Subhanallah azza wa jal. This would bring such a joy to the children. This would bring such an amazing feeling to this wonderful kid. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with the children was such that people also knew that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loves the children a lot. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very kind towards the children. That people would invite Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or they would go by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the children, with the kids. Sometimes, you know, you have newborn babies and you want to take them to someone elderly, to someone big, to someone pious. So they would take the children to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would carry them with them. Because the people would go out of love, so that, you know, they can get the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The child can be named by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with love, with mercy, would take the child in his arms, in his laps. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And at times, it used to happen that the child would end up urinating the clothes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, a child is a child after all. Now, it can also happen with us, it may have happened with us, that we're carrying our child and the child ends up, you know, messing our clothes up and we get angry. Come on, man, I just wore them now. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would not even show any sign of distress. Meaning, even if he was asked that, okay, we'll take the child back, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say that don't stop him. Obviously, it's a natural thing. Let it, you know, be, let it pass, let him feel comfortable, don't worry about him. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would never show a sign of distress regarding it. And then, once everything was done, once the child has been given to the parents, then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go and purify his clothes properly. Now imagine, someone else's child has come for dua, for keeping name, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is so calm about it. He's not, you know, showing any sign of distress about it. But imagine us. Sometimes when it's our own child, then too, you know, we get quite restless that, come on, man, what's happening? What did he just do? It's my new clothes, my washed clothes. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly a role model for us, an amazing example for us. Subhanallah azza wa jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would kiss the children. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would show affection towards the children. Once Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was there, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was kissing Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Aqra bin Habis Tamimi was seated close by. When he saw this, he said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're kissing a child. I have 10 kids and I have never kissed them. Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, that the one who does not be merciful on others, he also does not attain mercy. Allahu Akbar. Once a person, a Bedouin, told Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you kiss the children, but we don't kiss the children. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed mercy from your heart, what can I do? Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that I performed Salatul Dhuhr behind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After the Salah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to his room. So I went with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But on the way, we found children, we found kids. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, out of love, he put his blessed hand on the cheek of every child. Subhanallah, showed love and grace to every child. And whichever child came there, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did the same with that child. So then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he showed mercy towards the children, he put his hand on the cheeks of the children. So he put his hand on my cheek as well, on my face as well. And I felt so much of coolness, subhanallah, and it was smelling so fragrant, it was smelling so wonderful, that it felt like Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has just dipped his hand in a case of a perfume seller, an itr maker. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dipped his hand in his case where so many itrs are kept, and he has taken out from there. That's how his blessed hand was fragrant and it was smelling so beautiful. Subhanallah. And another narration mentions that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam passed by the children, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the first one to make salam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's so many narrations regarding the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam towards the children. Every narration is such an amazing lesson for us. Every incident is such an amazing lesson for us. But let us reflect on ourselves. Because this affection, this love, this form of mercifulness upon the children builds the confidence in the children. It brings the child nearer to you. Once the child comes nearer to you, he takes in your lesson, your message more easily. He is enthusiastic to follow upon what you say. But what we end up doing at times is, yes, try to ponder upon yourselves as well, that we at times end up insulting the children in front of the guests. A child has come, he's sitting with you, and he's your own child, and a guest has come, and in front of that guest you are saying that he is very naughty, he is shaitan, mazallah, and many things like that. We end up saying, well, that's our own child. Imagine, how is he feeling? Yes, you want that certain person who has come, if he is such a sort of a person who can have an influence on your child, you speak to that person in seclusion. You speak, you go to him, you speak to him, you tell him the situation. Maybe that one is a teacher, maybe ustad, maybe an uncle, maybe an elder brother or something like that. You speak to him in private that this issue is there with this child. So maybe with wisdom, if you can tackle this issue, maybe you can influence him, maybe you can motivate him. That's another thing. Many other times as well, many other examples, if a child has done something, you know, a mistake or something, such a small mistake, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old child, say, you're a donkey, has more knowledge than you, you are like this, or you are like that, are you a human being or animal? These words should not be said to a child, and then scolding them, and belittling them, for every small thing which they do, it makes a child rebellious. Yes, there are times where it is needed and it is demanded from us that we be strict when it is the time of educating them when it is the time for salah, when it is the matter of fasting in the month of Ramadan, and they are grown up as well. They are at that certain age. At those ages, at those instances, we also have to be strict to them. But the bottom line is, there is a method of everything. There is a procedure for everything. Kindness, love is the best language. Let's try to use it, inshallah. Let's try to bring the child closer to us. Let's make him our friend. Let the child feel comfortable with us. Once he feels comfortable with us, he will like to sit with us. And only when he sits with us, only when he likes to spend time with us, then only he will accept our message as well. But if he feels uncomfortable with us, if he feels unsafe with us, that I can be insulted at any moment, if he does not sit with us, if he does not come in our company, then where do we think he will accept our message? That message would not even, would just come to the extent of the ears, but it will not go down. So let's think about it. Let's follow this beloved sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam of being kind to the children. Kindness not only for our children, for others as well. The neighbor's children, the relative's children. Let's be kind to the children, inshallah ta'ala. Let's show love towards them, inshallah azza wa jal. If we are merciful upon them, we will enjoy the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Teach it to others as well, inshaAllah. Keep watching the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The way of the Prophet is the way of success. The way of the Prophet is the way of success. The way of the Prophet is the way of success.